May 16, 1931. The Divine Will, Confirmer of the Acts of the Creature. Ardor of Divine Love in Creating Man. Touches of the Divine Qualities. I am always at the start in my dear inheritance of the Divine Fiat. It seems to me that it whispers to my ear, as it was in the beginning, I shall always be, world without end. You too, if you remain in my Divine will be always equal to yourself. You will never change action. You will always do my will. And the variety of your actions you will be able to call effects of that first and single act of it, that flows in your acts to make them one, and that has the virtue of producing, like sun, the beautiful rainbow of the variety of colors as the effect of its light, without changing its one act of always giving light. What happiness is felt in the soul, in being able to say, I do always the divine will. Now, I felt my little and poor intelligence absorbed in the light of the divine will, and I felt within me the one and powerful strength of it, and its innumerable effects and the variety of them. Forming a circle around me and investing me, they were bearers of joy, of peace, of strength, of goodness, of love, of sanctity, of indescribable beauty. These effects were like many kisses of life that were given to my soul, and I remained their possessor. I was left amazed by this, and my always lovable Jesus told me, My daughter, all the acts done by the creature in the divine will are confirmed by God as divine acts, and this confirmation forms the life of the same acts, and they are sealed with the divine seal as everlasting acts, always new, fresh, and of an enchanting beauty. The acts done by the creature in my will I could call new creation that I make in the creature. As she keeps doing her act in it, my fiat asserts itself with its creative strength, and forms in it its act, and, by right, it confirms it. It happens as it happened in creation. Since the creative strength of my will ran in creating many things, they remained immutable, without ever changing. Have the heavens, the stars, the sun, perhaps changed? Not at all as they were created. So they are, because wherever my will places its creative strength, there remains the perennial life of its own act. And as it confirms, it can never change. See, then, what it means to do and live in my divine will, to be under the empire of a creative and confirming strength, that places all the acts of the creature in safety, rendering them immutable. So, by living in my will she will remain confirmed in the good that she does, in the sanctity that she wants, in the knowledge that she possesses, in the triumph of the sacrifice. Our divinity, of our own spontaneous will, is under the empire of a love that runs irresistibly, for it wants to give to the creature. So much so, that in creating man, he was created in our ardor of love by the touches of our divine qualities. Our divine being, being pure spirit, had neither hands nor feet. Our qualities served us as hands in order to form man, and pouring over him like a mighty torrent, we molded him and, touching him, we infused in him the effects of our supreme qualities. These touches have remained in man, and this is why certain beautiful qualities of goodness, of ingenuity, of intelligence and so forth, can be seen in him. They are the virtue of our divine touches that, continuing to mold man, produce their effects. They are our pledges of love with which we needed him, that, even though he does not remember and perhaps does not even know us, continue their perennial office of loving him. And since, when one touches an object or a person, the one who touches feels the impression of the person touched, just as our touches of the divine qualities remained in man, so did the impression of having touched him remain in our supreme qualities. So, we feel him within us, how not to love him? Therefore, whatever man might do, we go toward him with new devices of love, and with our pleasant refrain of loving him always. Fiat.